And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. This week's show is a continuation of last week's show. So if you missed that, you're going to want to go back to the website or your podcast app and catch it. It's from the 24th of February, and it's titled Why You Will Never Invest in Real Estate. And this show originally was based on the popularity of a couple of shows I did at least 3 years ago. And I still get feedback from listeners that catch those shows, again, on the website or the podcast app or even our YouTube channel. And they'll send me an email. My email's askmike@luinc.com. But those two shows are called Why People Talk Themselves Out of Incredible Real Estate Returns, because people do. But today's show is going to be why you'll never invest in real estate. And I've jotted down at least 12 or 13 reasons. I got through about five of them last week. I won't get through all of these this week. But I want to highlight really just plain old excuses that people use not to invest in real estate. Now, I'm guilty of some of these myself. Some of these are what kept me from becoming a real estate investor in my 30s. And literally, I didn't become a real estate investor until my 40s. So whole decade down the drain, but it's really just excuses, but people see them as actual roadblocks, and it just takes real estate off the table for them as an investment. But the majority of people will never invest in real estate. Now, there's a theme to my path, and I want you to understand that. And when I first started real estate investing, it was excruciatingly slow, very, very slow at first. However, I kept it up, right? Discipline, rinse, repeat, discipline, steady, just stay the course and continued on. I knew I had something. I knew I had a tiger by the tail, right? I got to tame this thing. What do I really have? And I just kept at it for 6 years. And within 6 years, I literally made more money for my future wealth. Let me even say created future wealth than I had in the previous 25 years. Think about that. In 6 years, I outdid what I had done with the conventional plan, right? The 401ks and the IRAs, paying the house down over 25 years. So it's amazing. And you literally actually create wealth in real estate. When you have a 401k and you look at it and you say, well, over 15 years, it's grown $150,000. That's exactly what it's done. It's grown very slowly, whereas in real estate, we can create wealth rapidly. It's a big difference, and I want you to understand that. But at first, my progress was very slow and boring. $500 cash flow on that first house, get the second house up and rent it out, and $500 a month on that one. And looking at it from the outside, somebody who doesn't understand the true power of real estate investing, the ability to compound wealth, right? You make some money, and let's call that now we're above and beyond what we invested. Now we're playing with house money, right? Well, and then we compound that, and you're just taking dollars, creating more dollars, and putting those together and creating even more dollars. It grows exponentially. But people from the outside seeing what I was doing would not even believe I was getting ahead. Okay, they would not believe it. They would not accept it because they just saw me from the outside. And there was effort involved on my end in getting educated, right? It takes time to get it educated. I had to set aside the seed money for property acquisition. And really, it was about turning off my 401ks and my IRAs. I had to set up a separate bank account. I had to build my real estate investment an acquisition team, right? I had to put together a group of folks that were going to help me, GCs, title companies, real estate people, lenders, hard money lenders, conventional lenders. I had to get to know these people. I had to set up my plan, my strategy, and using these other people's resources and knowledge to help me along the way. I had property search. I had purchase. I had rehab. I had refinances. But the person that's been working conventionally and saving for 20 plus years for retirement, and I was one of these people, would look at what I was doing as a real estate investor and they would just think I was a nut, right? What is this guy doing? He's crazy. How's he going to take care of those kids? And I mean, I can just kind of almost hear what they were thinking. I've got a wife, kids, I've got the house. I mean, just like everybody else in the neighborhood. But I had to stop. One of the first things I had to do was stop saving for retirement, right? I had turned off the IRAs and the 401ks, and that helped me accumulate money to purchase rental properties. When my friends and family and neighbors had their free weekends and evenings, I was busy with education. I was busy with networking. I was busy taking the two-day seminar that we have here at Lifestyles Unlimited, the Financial Freedom Program. It's 16 hours. It's a Saturday and Sunday. And now looking back, I realize all these people thought I was crazy. Many people still think I'm crazy. The people closest to you, now they don't say anything. They see that things are actually pretty good. I'll tell you, in fact, over the weekend, my wife and I spent some time. We're trying to pick out another amazing vacation for our family this summer. Caribbean, maybe Italy. We're looking at different things. I can't wait because we pay for memories and we don't spare expense. We really have a wonderful, wonderful time. But early on, finding that initial success in real estate, I mean, I was excited as I saw this unfold. And as that happened, I began telling everyone and anyone who would listen, right? Hey, you guys got to get into real estate. We're at a neighborhood gathering, neighborhood barbecue. Somehow the conversation turns into investing because I guess the men get together and we're having a few beers and something comes up. I start talking about real estate. And I began to realize that I got to stop doing this. I got to stop doing it because people closest to you, they're going to do what they're going to do, right? Friends and family, the more someone's familiar with you, the less they're going to really, I don't know, take what you have to say as serious thought. It's just a fact. And I don't speak about real estate outside to others. I only speak about real estate to real estate investors. Okay. My close friends that I've made in my real estate circles, those are the only folks I talk to real estate about. And I talk to you on this radio show. But there's another quirk that I've learned is talking about finances, right? Financial matters. Older people think this is the rudest thing on the planet to discuss finances. They don't want to share their finances. They don't want to discuss finances. They don't want to talk about it. And I find that odd because in my real estate group, right, my friend group, my real estate friend group, we definitely talk about financials, especially the financials, because that's how we learn and get better as investors, is to understand deal flow, understand what worked in this deal, what didn't work so well in that deal, what can we adjust to make the investment better. That's how we become fantastic real estate investors. So in our circles, if you're not sharing finances and returns, you can't learn to be a better investor. Beginning, it was very, very slow, hard on us time-wise. I can remember my wife and I would tell our kids during this time, that first year and a half, that we were on a financial diet, kids, because they're wondering, hey, when are we going to take this next vacation? No, we're not doing it this year. Hey, Dad, your truck's getting old. You going to get a new truck? No, we're not going to do that. Because I'm trying to teach them at a young age that we're taking money and we're purposing it toward investing. We're purposing it toward building a better future. So, yeah, some people go on health diets. We do health diets, but we also do financial diets occasionally. And we sure were on a financial diet back in the day. But my kids took it well, and we grew. And then, you know, I'd go out with neighbors that still think that, you know, what we're doing is, you know, just, it's not for them. All my friends during this time were in their boat phase, right? And a lot of them still have boats. We'd go out for the weekends and I'd ride on their boat and we'd water ski and all that stuff. And they're trying to talk me into getting a Mastercraft boat. And I mean, it's exciting. We'd even go to boat shows and stuff like that. But I always said no every time. I didn't buy a boat. I'm glad I didn't, because I was, again, taking that money. We were on the financial diet. Could have afforded a boat. Sure, I could have. I could have financed a boat. That wouldn't have been the best deal, but that seems to be what everybody does. No, I was putting that money into real estate. Now what do we do? If I want to go rent a boat, I'll rent a boat. We'll go away for a few days to the lake, and I'll rent a Cobalt, as a matter of fact, and we'll go skiing and have a great time. But my friends and family, they thought I was nuts, and now we don't even discuss real estate at all. When we did back then, they would ask questions like, well, that's risky. And I would say, how is it risky? I've got a rental property. I've got anywhere from 30 to 40% equity in this property. So that's quite a bit of equity. I've got a 1-year lease to a great resident and they're paying rent on time each and every month. How is that a risk? And their eyes would just glaze over. I mean, literally, they would think I was the most reckless person going. They all knew it was only a matter of time before I got burned. Here I am now, 10 years of nothing but growing my passive income and wealth each and every year is better than the last. But I learned along the way. I don't push real estate on people outside of my friend group because people are going to do what they do. You're listening to me today because that means you either have an interest in real estate investing or you are a real estate investor. So that's how we can get into these reasons why most people will never invest in real estate. And if you haven't invested yet, this is information that you're going to need to hear. I'm going to hit that hot button for you. I'm going to touch on the items that have been holding you back, the items that maybe you and your spouse have said, well, this is a roadblock to us becoming real estate investors. And we're going to get into those as soon as we get back on the other side. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. When I started the education process with Lifestyles Unlimited to really understand properly how to invest in real estate, I realized at that time that I had found a path to wealth that rich people have followed for decades, right? That's passed through wealthy families, a path to wealth that just isn't taught in high school or college finances. That's really managing finances more than anything. It's not necessarily creating wealth. And I realized a way to look at the world with that millionaire mentality, right? Not the worker saver mentality. And Lifestyles Unlimited really changed my life. And I had mentioned earlier in that first 6 years, very slow, I grew my wealth much greater in 6 years than I had in the previous 25 years. It was mind blowing. But you listening to me today, will you invest in real estate? I'm going to share two facts. 70% of all self-made millionaires are real estate investors. And real estate is the most resilient asset class in the world. At the end of the day, it's not about real estate per se. It's about a vehicle to free yourself financially. And that's why I do it. And for those of you that own real estate, we know how rare we are. here's a stat that will drive this the point home. What percentage of people own a second home or more as an investment property? Not a vacation property, an investment property, a rent home, an apartment community. Maybe they own the apartment community themselves, or maybe they're a passive investor. What percentage of people do that? 6.7%. I always just say 7%, but it's actually 6.7. Yet real estate is familiar to everybody, right? 65% of Americans are homeowners, but only a small percentage can then complete the flow chart, so to speak, right? They say, well, my house has appreciated X amount. We've lived here for 20 years. It's worth three times as much as when we bought it. Or Grandpa Jack's house, he bought it in the 60s, and look at the value of it today. But they don't complete the equation and go, well, why don't I do that with more houses, right? I don't have to live there to make money. I can actually live there and rent it out to somebody. But no one really completes the process. They don't complete the thought. It's like half a thought, and then the other half never comes to them. Or if it does, they go, oh, I'm not going to invest in real estate, even though they are. They're a homeowner. In a way, you are investing in real estate, although we don't think your personal home is a very good investment. But the metrics, the flow, the mechanics are still the same. But most people will never invest in real estate. Now, quickly from last week's show, I hit a few of these. And the first one was, you have a great job and you make very nice W-2 income. People don't want to, they're scared to upset the apple cart. Things are good. I've got a good life. I get the bills paid. We take a vacation here or there. Every couple of years, I'm not complaining. I'm not going to invest in real estate. Or the second one is, this is the big fear factor, right? When people find out you're a real estate investor, they will literally jump over furniture and crawl through glass to tell you that their brother's cousin's mom's neighbor co-worker had a bad experience because they had to move and they rented their personal home out to a biker gang that destroyed. I mean, just all the craziness out there. Anytime someone finds out you're a real estate investor, people are going to, they're going to find you and they're going to tell you some horror about real estate. And these are people that don't understand real estate investing. Third reason is just flat out fear, right? People are afraid of what they don't understand. I would tell you, education and knowledge will overcome fear every day of the week, right? Education and knowledge will overcome fear. The fourth one I hit was people, they go, I don't have the time to invest in real estate. Now, I mentioned early on for me, I was spending time networking. I was spending time getting educated. I was spending time tracking down these houses and redoing them and putting a resident in it. But once I got it in, we were done, right? It was lease. The lease would renew a year later, and then the lease would renew a year later. And it was true passive income. Just they pay the rent, and I pay the mortgage, and it's all done online. I pay the insurance. I pay the taxes. I pay the interest. I keep the extra little bit. Occasionally, I'll refinance a property, and occasionally, I'll sell a property. But it's true passive income. The fifth big reason for people is people are debt averse, right? They don't want to borrow money. These are people that don't understand the difference between investment debt and consumer debt. I will just share one fact. You get wealthy borrowing. You don't get wealthy saving. I can use the bank's money and make money with the bank's money. Yeah, do I owe them an interest percentage? Sure. But there's four other ways I'm making money on their money. So it's a beautiful thing as a real estate investor. Now, sixth reason why people will never invest in real estate. They are afraid of the market turndown, right? Oh, what happens when the value of real estate goes down? These same people invest in the stock market. But they're telling me that as a real estate investor, they would never do it because they're afraid of the market downturn. Again, this is somebody that doesn't understand real estate investing. And it quite frankly, it makes no sense when you break it down. I love it when someone who buys stocks tells me that they won't buy real estate because they're afraid of the market turndown. And I'm just thinking, Did you even hear what you just said? If a real estate market can go down, a stock market can go down. That's for sure. I tell you what, when a stock market goes down, it's like a bullet. You can't get out of it. You see it trending down. At the end of the day, you lost 30% of everything you had in there. And no, you can't go pull it out. If it's mutual funds, those deals are rectified at the end of the closing bell. That's when they're rectified. Once everything's done and it's tanked, that's when you put in your order to sell at 11 a.m. and it transpires at 3:30 or 4 o'clock. So no, you can't get out of the way of that stock bullet. I'll tell you this, when we do have a turndown in real estate, it doesn't matter. We own the properties. Rents due the first of the month. We just hold on to it and ride it out. I will tell you this, if there is a market, Dale Walmsley says this all the time, I hope the value of real estate tumbles 20-30% because that's when we're going to go scoop up some more. We actually do better in downturns. Adversity creates opportunity, right? But a downturn of a real estate value has no effect on our leases. If the value of my properties go down 6, 7, 8, 9%, which they're not going to, I still have a renter. I just hold it. I don't have to sell my property. So people need to get educated. And here's another fact. If there truly is a recession or a market turndown, it's going to create more demand for rental real estate, which is the business that we're in. How does it create more demand, Mike? Well, I'll tell you, if people can't afford to stay in their houses, if people are getting laid off, right, and they have to sell their home, they're going to rent. You have to have a place to lay your head. So if there is a market downturn or a recession, it's going to create more rental demand, and that's the business I'm in. So people that just say they don't invest in real estate because they're afraid of market turndowns have no educated idea what they're talking about. Real estate is the most resilient asset class on the planet. People don't want to invest in real estate because it will complicate their tax return. That is a fact. Your return will get more complicated because there are so many advantages to being a real estate investor. You want to accept those advantages. They're written, the laws are written in favor of the little guy. So yeah, do I have a complicated tax return? I do. First world problem. Are you telling me that you'd give up tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars because you have to hire a tax professional and you have a more complicated tax return? Is that what someone's saying? What we do is very deliberate and specific, right? We have a map. We have a strategy on our properties. We defer rehab expenses. We depreciate the properties. It makes our income in many, many instances tax-free. So yeah, I'll take a complicated tax return for the additional gains of tax-free income, tax-free passive income offers. But somebody that is telling me they don't want to complicate their return because they want their return to be easy is really saying, I don't want to create passive income in my life. And when I look back in my life, the easier my taxes were, the less my income was. Okay. The easier my taxes were, the less my income was. I'm happy to have change that dynamic. Yeah, do I pay several thousand dollars a year for an expert team to do my taxes? Yeah, I do. The more my portfolio grows in value and assets, the more expensive that tax return becomes. It's not a big deal. And here's another little hint there. You can write off your tax professional expenses. What I spend on taxes this year, I'm going to put as a business expense on my taxes next year. So again, there's advantages to what we're doing. Now, the eighth reason why someone will not invest in real estate is they don't want to deal with the rehab of the property. All right, these are people that watch the Home and Garden show. They watch the Flippers show. And they see all the work and effort that goes into it, the new cabinets, the new framing, the new roof, putting in the new appliances, putting in the new flooring, painting, all that stuff. And all these people are doing it themselves. We at Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you, do not do this yourself. I hire a professional to do all of my rehab for me. I don't do any of the work on any of my properties, right? I meet with a GC, we review a scope, a plan, we come up with a plan, we come up with a budget. Here's what we're going to do. We come up with a timeline, very important. We want this done quickly, very quickly, 90 days or less. We want this property fixed, complete, ready for an individual or a great family to move into our properties, right? We're best product, best price. So we're not slumlords. We are fixing everything. Now, there's a reason we fix everything, because we don't want a bad experience for the resident, and we don't want to have to fix something later, right? If you've got a 14-year air conditioner in this rental property that you're buying, I'm going to tell you, get that thing checked out, and you're probably going to need a new AC. Put in the new AC. Do it right. You want it to be a comfortable, good experience for your resident of that property. Why? So the resident stays, right? A happy resident is not going to move out each and every year, right? Moving's a pain in the, you know what? People are going to stay. If you have a good product, people are going to stay in your product. But we're not doing the rehab ourselves. We're not painting, we're not sweeping, we're not installing tile or the roof or whatever. We're hiring people to do it. The last single family house that I purchased, my GC, I only went to that property twice. Once when I walked it to view the property and say, yep, here, I'm going to buy this property and come up with the scope and meet my GC. And the last time was when it was done. After that, it was rented. I only went to it twice. He'd send me videos and updates. Hey, we put this in today. We're putting this in next week. We're on schedule to do this. And it's very seamless on my end. So it's not my home. It's my investment. And I hire professionals to do it. So we're not doing the rehab ourselves. That should not be a reason to hold somebody back. You're not saving any money by doing the rehab yourself. What you're doing is you're adding time to this rehab stage. Again, we want to do this very quickly. If you're doing it yourself, you're going to do it a lot slower than a GC who has his teams. That he's got his painters, he's got his flooring guys, he's got his appliance guys, he's got his sheetrock guys, he's got all the different guys that are doing everything and gals that are doing everything that needs to be done. And these people show up and they knock it out and they get it done because they want to get paid, right? So if you're doing the rehab yourself, you're probably doing it in the evenings or the weekends. You're going to take what would be a 90-day or less process. One, you're probably not going to get it done, or you're going to stretch this thing out to 6 months or a year. You're killing yourself when you do that. We want to get this thing fixed, up to speed, rented, and cash flowing immediately. Ninth reason why people will never invest in real estate. It's because they have one of those financial advisors that name the company, right? I can name seven of them right now. I'm not going to do that. But you know, you see the commercials, right? Go watch golf this Saturday on the Golf Channel, and you're going to see who the sponsors are and all the commercials, or tennis, or pretty much any other TV or billboard or magazine. You're going to see these folks, and they're going to say, well, my financial advisor told me not to invest in real estate. Of course they did. They don't want you to invest in real estate. They're going to do their best to talk you out of investing in real estate because it's not in their best interest. They're not concerned about your best interest. You think they are. They're worried about their best interest, right? Have you ever stopped to think about what these financial advisors really, this is a job for them, right? And they're going to take care of job number one, and that's themselves and their firm. They're going to do what they're going to accomplish the mission of their firm. They're going to take care of themselves. They're earning a paycheck, and they do that by keeping your money with them, okay? Now, everyone says, well, they have my best interest at heart because they make money when I make money. Sure, I get it, but they're also trading in the background. They're churning your money and they're charging you a fee each and every time. Now, some financial advisors are wealthy, but the majority are, some of these are kids that come right out of college and suddenly they're a financial advisor for this firm in a strip center. They're not millionaires. I don't want financial advice from somebody that's not a multi-millionaire. I want to know, hey, somebody who's made it on their own, how did they make it? What tips did they use? What techniques did they do? And I'm talking to real estate millionaires, right? How did you do this? What did you do in this situation? I want advice from people that are doing what I want to do. I don't want some, look, there's a lot of smart people. They graduate from college with a master's in finance, and suddenly they're a financial advisor again at these firms, and people are coming in and they're just like, yeah, Steve, I'll let you invest all my stuff for me and you'll take care of me, right? Right, buddy? Wink, wink, pat on the back. So when someone says, well, my financial advisor told me that it's not a good idea to invest in real estate, and I'm like, well, of course they told you that. I would expect nothing less of them to tell you that, because it's not in their best interest. Now, another big reason they'll say that people will say that they don't invest in real estate because they don't understand it. I understand that. I get it. That reason holds water. I didn't understand it, and I started investing in real estate my first 2 years. I didn't understand it at all and just fought through it, right? Clawed my way through it, hammered my way through it. You should understand your investments. I agree. That being said, what we do is it's a very simple, very predictable, very repeatable process. It is counterintuitive. You need to get educated. That's the entire reason for the existence of Lifestyles Unlimited, which I am a proud, happy, decade-plus member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm so happy I found Lifestyles Unlimited, because that's when I realized I was doing everything wrong as a real estate investor. And here's the way you need to do it right. And it changed me from making a 9% return, clawing my way as a real estate owner myself, and then finding a team and making triple-digit returns, right? It's a big difference when you're educated. It's a big difference when you have a plan. It's a big difference when you have a map and a strategy and a mentor and all these other people that I can tap on the shoulder and say, hey, here's the situation I'm in. How do I fix it? And they help me. It's much, much better. And along the way, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.